Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to today's show. We'll be talking about navigating the market. We've had some very choppy waters, and so let's dive into things. I want to make sure that we leave plenty of time towards the end for Q&A. So if you have questions, go ahead and start typing them into the chat so that way we could have a repository of questions. And also, let me know what platform you're here, you're watching in on, and give us a shout out on those platforms. All right, so let's hop into navigating the choppy market because, yeah, it's been choppy. If you were someone that saw the rally yesterday, maybe you bought in a couple of names. Chances are those names are underwater right now. And so if you were one of those people that were caught off guard, raise your hand. It's okay. It happens to the best of us. I actually addressed this in a newsletter that went out earlier today. If you are not on our free newsletter, by the way, there's the link right down there, marrowwealth.com/newsletter, which we started to send out daily tips, like daily 1 minute emails on whatever the most relevant topic is of the day. It's not a stock picking service. So if that's what you're looking for, this is not it. Don't sign up for it. But if you're interested in something that's going to give you relevant and timely advice, then this is for you. Marrowwealth.com/newsletter. It's free. So here's what went out today. For those of us that tuned into the market, saw it gap down, were a little frazzled by that, what do you do? Step one, as cliche as it may be the sound, take a breath. Take a deep breath. You'll be surprised at how well this can work. So let's just do a little bit here. So it's a technique. It's called box breathing. Perhaps you've heard of it. What you would do is start with a 5 second breathe in. Nice and slow. You're breathing in nice and slow for a five count. You hold that for another 5 seconds. You release that for 5 seconds. So you're letting out the breath nice and slow. And then with no breath in you, you hold that for 5 seconds. And you go ahead and you can repeat this a couple of times, as many as you want. But even doing it once is better than doing it zero. Sounds simple, right? But this actually works. This is what even Navy SEALs use to calm themselves in battle, right? So let's try it. Let's try it together. Breathe in. Breathe out. Hold. All right, and that's it. Do that a couple of times when you're getting into the market, when you see that initial gap down, that centers you, it calms you. Then it's over to the charts to see, well, what can be done now, right? Now that you're centered, now that you're focused, what can be done? And so what can be done is fairly simple, right? Fairly straightforward. Hopefully, if you're somebody that has rules, then your objective is to simply follow your rules. Whatever your rules happen to be, that's what the rules are there for. Follow your rules. If you're somebody that has a trading plan, and hopefully you do have a trading plan, what you do, follow your trading plan. Whatever your trading plan is or was coming into the day, you follow and execute on your trading plan. Now, once you've done that, or at least if you have some sort of semblance of what to do, right? Like you have some sort of a game plan, follow that and execute. Great. Now we are ashore, right? So now let's say that we're ashore. We followed our plan. Maybe we've exited a couple of trades. Maybe a couple of trades are doing okay. And so we hold on to those. And that's great too. What's our next step after we've done add the action steps? Well, the next step, once we've paddled ashore, is to assess the landscape. And, well, what does assessing the landscape mean? Go ahead, type into the chat. Let me know what the assessing the landscape might mean to you. If you're someone that thinks that, well, I'm going to tune into CNBC or Fox Business and see what those guys are talking about, that's not the news. In fact, there was a very important quote that was shared yesterday by my friend Francesco over on X. I want to share that with you now. Quote from Oliver Kell. Very important here. Remember one thing, no one knows shit. Oliver Kell is a U.S. investing champion. He won in, I believe it was 2020 or 2021, generated about close to 1,000% return. Guy knows what he's talking about. And yeah, none of these people, nobody can predict the future. If we did, right, like that, there would be no market. So how can you assess the lay of the land? Well, I have some advice for you on how to do that. Step one is looking at the charts itself and learning how to read the price action. Why do you want to learn how to read price action? Because this right here, this represents the actual actions that people are taking. So it doesn't matter what people are saying and how they're pontificating on things. So all the stuff that's being said in the news or whatever, it doesn't matter. Right? Like, what matters is what's actually happening. So, well, what's happening here? If we're looking at this chart, right, or actually, what I like to do is I like to look at a few different charts. I like to look at each of the indexes. And so let's hop over here to the S&P 500, right? So this is a daily chart of the S&P 500. Each one of these bars here represents one day of price action. So what's happening here? Like, if we're just looking at this area here, what's happening? Price is moving sideways, right? It's sideways, slightly down. See, it's touching that little red line. That happens to be the 50-day moving average on my chart. But if we take a look at the longer trend, right? We zoom out a little bit. You can see that, oh, wow, price has been up for a while. When did things change, right? And so this is where we could come to our own conclusions on what's happening, engage what's happening, assess the landscape in real time. And this isn't going to take you a lot of time. You could check this once a day for a few minutes and start to have a feel, right? Like, in order to trade well, in order to do this professionally, you're going to need more than 5 minutes, right? But looking at a chart for 5 minutes is going to give you far more value than tuning into CNBC, Fox Business, or any of these talking heads and trying to dive into stories and, well, what are the CPI numbers and those kinds of things. Something significant happened on this day. Does anybody want to venture a guess? Go ahead, type into the chat. The thing that happened that was significant on this day that had not happened since October. And so coming all the way back here. The thing that happened on that day was that you got a significant close below that purple line. And that's not just any line like that. That's the 21-day exponential moving average. So why is a 21-day moving average important? Well, it represents a month's worth of price action, right? Because it's looking at the trading week. So 5 days. On average, you have 21 in the span of a month. So on that day, you have your first significant close below that average. It changed the character of what was happening. So right there, you're able to start to get defensive. You're able to shift your mindset from, okay, I'm just going to buy the dip all the time and sell into strength, maybe, right? If you're swing trading, or I will buy the dip on some of these nice big liquid leaders and hope for the best. Well, sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't work. Right, let's take a look at a couple of names over here. Right, let's take a look at something like ARM. Right, so far, ARM is chopping around. Okay, it's not too bad. How about NVIDIA? Okay, it came off the lows the other day. It's consolidating. Not too bad. How about SMCI? Right, a lot of people have been looking at SMCI since it's had this gigantic move from way down here in January. Ran about 250-260% in the span of close to 2 months. Not a lot of people looking at that. A lot of people waiting to buy in. People saw it coming down here, wanting to get in, jumped in, yippee. And a few days later, right, a week later, now you're sitting where you are. And maybe if you're one of these people that bought in down here, maybe you're kind of hoping, or maybe you're starting to scour the internet looking for a story to support your thesis. But that's the thing. It's not about what your thesis is. It's not about what my thesis is. The thing that we want to do, the thing that's going to lead us to continuous profits, is by having a process that, if you use it over and over and over again, just like a casino, you know mathematically that you're going to come out ahead. That's how you can have a trading system that gives you long-term results, right? And it doesn't mean that you just buy and hold, not that kind of long-term, but long-term results where if you keep on playing the game, you come out ahead. That's what we want to be able to do. So how can you do that? The first thing, learn price action. Learn the lay of the land. Learn when things are starting to change. We spoke about how to do that in a few different ways. And I'm going to, once again, pull up this spreadsheet that I have where I'm tracking these days, every single day, of what's happening in the market. And so here's my spreadsheet. And it's pretty straightforward, at least to me. I'll explain it a little bit. But I take a look at 5 indexes. I assess which way the trend is moving, up, sideways, or down. Right, if I zoom in a little bit more, maybe. Yeah, that looks like it might be better. Up, sideways, down. If it's sideways, is it sideways with a positive bias or a negative bias? Those are the types of things that I'm looking for. And maybe you notice that sometimes the color changes on here. When the trend changes, I update the color. So that way I'm glancing at this and it's like, okay, just from looking at a spreadsheet, I could tell that this daily timeframes have been getting pretty choppy. So if the timeframes are choppy, what should I expect? Should I expect a trade? And here's a trade that I was in not too long ago that I exited earlier this week. All right, I got into ARQT down here. I ended up selling it on this day. I scaled out of it, and I scaled out of it some up here. Why would I do that when this stock was setting up in a high tight flag, and the expectation for a high tight flag is that this thing can possibly run 100%. Why would I scale out so quickly on this? The reason why is because the market is not conducive to stocks having gigantic moves right now. We're in this chop fest. The overall market is choppy, for lack of a better word, right? Like it, not that it's topping out, but it's not in a steady uptrend where you would expect a stock to be able to break out, run, and do incredible things at this point. We need to be able to play the hand that we're dealt. If I had just sat with this because this was a good setup, bought in right down here, stopped down here. If I had just held and continued to hold, I'd almost have round-tripped this. I've done that in the past. This is a lesson that I've learned the hard way, and I'm hoping the hope here, the reason why I'm doing these live streams and hopping on here and talking to everybody every week is because I don't want you to make the same kind of mistakes that I did. The reason why I built this indicator over here, right? This danger signal indicator that with my friend Brandon Shapiro over at Amphibian Trading, I asked him to code this idea from my book, The Trading Mind Wheel, about danger signals. The reason why we coded it, put it up there, and made it free is because I want to help you guys. I don't want you to have to go through the same kind of struggles that I did. This right here is telling you all the things that are wrong with what's happening right now, right? And you're able to look at that at a glance. This indicator on TradingView, it's for free. You could go grab it right now. I'll put the link in my newsletter again over the weekend, or the next one should go out tomorrow. All right, well, we're doing daily emails now. So if you're not already on the newsletter, go get on the newsletter, and I will put link information on how to use this danger signals in there tomorrow. All right, so go get on the newsletter, marrowwealth.com/newsletter. Do we have any questions at this point? Go ahead, type into the chat. Let me go over to Twitter as well, or I should say X, to make sure that people aren't typing in questions over on X. Looks okay. But yeah, guys, I want to answer and help you as best as I can here. So get your questions in. Don't be shy. You know, it's funny. I was talking with one of our members. Talking with one of the members over in our premium service the other day. He had mentioned that he had posted a question or asked a question during one of our live calls, and then everybody had started to agree with him. Everybody had the same question, and I had told him that, you know, thank goodness that you had the courage to open your mouth and ask the question, because what happens most of the time is that people don't like to be the first one to break the ice. Most of the time, and I went through this many times myself, right? Well, we all experience the same kind of things. Afraid of asking a question and feeling dumb, right? Nobody likes that. But the reality is that you're not dumb. We're all at different stages in our trading journey. And when you ask a question, you're not only helping yourself, you're not only helping the other people too, right? Because you're being a shield for those people, the other people that don't have the courage to ask a question. You're their shield. You're able to ask the question for them, and they're like, oh, thank goodness somebody asked that question because they didn't want to ask it. So you're being a shield for them, but you're also helping out the presenter, right? You're also helping out the person that you're asking the question to, not just by giving us something to talk about, well, which is nice, but when you ask a question, it gives the person that you're asking the question to an opportunity for them to learn and grow, because you might ask something in a little bit of a different way that they haven't quite heard before, and now that's their opportunity to be able to learn a bit deeper. So Get your questions in. That's the bottom line. All right, so back to this here. All right, so let's say that we've assessed the general market condition. What should we do next after we've assessed the general market condition? The next thing that I do, and come back over to the spreadsheet, I'll assess it not just on one index, not just on one time frame, but I'll take a look at daily time frames, weekly time frames, and monthly time frames too. What you want to start to get into the habit of doing is thinking of the market and these different time frames like boats in the ocean, right? Choppy markets, navigating all this naval kind of stuff, started with Navy SEAL breath work. But what we want to do is think about boats in the ocean. You have a speedboat, right? The speedboat's cutting through the water. It's going to make its own waves, right? Then you have a yacht in the water, cuts through the water. It makes its own waves. Its waves are a little bit bigger than the speedboat, right? Then you have a cruise ship. Cruise ship is moving slower, but it's cutting through the water as well, and it too is making its own waves. Now, which of the three is going to have the biggest waves, the most impactful waves? The cruise ship, right? It's the biggest one. It should be obvious. When you start to have the different boats crisscrossing each other, that's when you start to get all these choppy waters. And so that's what we're seeing here, right? That's what you see right here on the spreadsheet. You have choppy waters with the speedboats. You have choppy waters with the daily time frames, right? One is moving one way, another one's moving another way, another one's starting to move this way over here. It doesn't always affect the weekly or the monthly time frames, but it does eventually. And it started to last week, this week some more. It has not quite affected the monthly time frames yet, but it's starting to. If the monthly time frames start to get into a sideways consolidation, then I think that we could expect even more chop for a bit longer here. But we'll see. We will see. Something else that's very important, right? Here, I'm giving you everything. Right? Quick overview of everything anyway. Some other things, distribution days, those are kind of like the icing on the cake. Sometimes they have more meaning, sometimes they don't. But the thing that I want to highlight here, two big things that I want to highlight, because we don't have that much time left. This and this. This here. Start with the new highs versus the new lows. This here is critical. New highs versus new lows is critical for determining the general market health. For determining how heavy or how light should you be, how aggressive or how conservative should you be. The reason why is because there has never been, not even one time, a sustained uptrend for more than a couple of weeks if new lows are outpacing new highs. I've gone back as far as TradingView will allow me to go. I've done that on the daily time, on the NASDAQ. I've done it on the NYSE. You go back as far as it will allow. And what this is showing over here, right? You guys could see the green and the red transitions, right? When you have green, that means that new highs are outpacing new lows steadily. When you have red, it means that new lows are outpacing new highs steadily. When you have these little sections of black, it's when you're in transition, where it's choppy, You will not be in an uptrend if you're in sustained red. Right now, we're starting to get into that red zone. It does not mean that we can't transition out of it. But it does mean, it does show us where we're at right now. And we have to plan for where we're at right now. Again, very important. Remember the wise words from our good friend and U.S. investing champion, Oliver Kell. Right? Well, where is it? It's right here. We don't know the future. It's as simple as that. Nobody knows what's going to happen tomorrow, whether you are an economist or you're not. And you don't need to be an economist. You don't need to be an accountant in order to trade well, right? He's neither of those things. I'm neither of those things. Mark Minervini, the two-time U.S. investing champion that wrote the foreword to my book, The Trading Mind Wheel. He was an eighth grade dropout and was able to be a two-time U.S. investing champion, has written several books himself, and has helped millions of people around the world. You don't need to predict the future in order to trade well. What you need to be able to do is assess, come up with an accurate assessment of where we're at right now, and be able to adjust accordingly, be able to manage risk accordingly. Right now, we're in a spot where you should not be aggressive. There will be a time to be aggressive. Well, when the market was transitioning out of here and starting to break out, find time to start being aggressive in this zone. Even down here, testing the waters, starting to get long, putting on size, seeing what trades are working. As trades work, add to them. It's another conversation for another day. We'll talk about progressive exposure perhaps next week. Perhaps we'll talk about it in a future newsletter. We are doing the newsletter every single day. It's a recent update, daily newsletter. Today we spoke about breath work the day prior. We did an assessment of danger signals on a couple of different stocks. It will put the link to the danger signals indicator again, and right here. This is something that is super powerful, this danger signal indicator. Letting you know all the different things that are wrong with this stock that's happening in real time. I'll provide that link in this weekend's newsletter as well. So if you're not already on the newsletter, it's free. Go get it. Marawealth.com/newsletter. Right. And that is all the time that we've got for today. So I want to say thank you all so much. I appreciate you guys being here. I'll see you again next week. Take care. Much love. Peace out, everybody.
Hey, thanks so much for sticking around to the end. If you're new here, hit the subscribe button down below and become a part of the Marrow Wealth community. And make sure that you check out some of the other videos on the channel. They're exactly what you need to see. And leave a comment down below. I read all of them. Leave a comment.